reveal
Triple M's
your secrets.
Supergrass.
Well, if it happens in Sydney and people don't want you to know about it, this guy has a way of finding out. He must annoy a lot of people. Triple M Supergrass on the line. Morning, Grassy.
Yeah, I start by talking about rugby league. The TV rights have been in the news, you know. The rights are up at the end of next year and they're trying to get in early. Hearing one of the TV networks has already made a significant offer to the NRL. We're hearing it's about $500 million more than what they got last time. It's actually been knocked back by the NRL. Now, what this could mean is that any network could be hosting. It's certainly going to be interesting.
Wow. Yeah. 1.5 has been offered, I believe, and they've knocked it back. That the NRL are of the belief they'll get closer to $2 billion. It's quite unbelievable.
Oh, is that splitting up the representative stuff as well, or is that all encompassing?
I would say so. I think if they can get more money, they will definitely look to divide it up.
It seems Ricky Stewart still holds a grudge. A certain NRL commentator made the pretty obvious and, well, non-offensive comment in my books back in February that Ricky would be under pressure going into this season. Well, that same commentator went up and tried to interview Ricky after a recent win, and he was told in no uncertain terms to F off. And it seems he hasn't sort of got over those comments from earlier in the year.
Oh, some people think there's too much hate in rugby league. To be honest, it's just not enough. Keep it going.
John Singleton is the long-time owner of 2GB, as you boys would know. He's now also a big shareholder of 2UE after a recent deal. Well, one of his radio hosts actually made some comments over Singo's actions at lunch last week, and I'm hearing it could be putting their job in jeopardy. This host is contract is up at the end of next year, and he's on one of the lower rating shifts at the station. It's not that Singo's actually worried about the comments that were made. Just stuff like that to Singo sort of water off the duck's back, but saw, I guess the right term is like a breach of their friendship. Would be the way he saw it.
It's always bad practice to give your boss a hard time.
Well, that's the thing. You listen to this show. I mean, we our would never say anything disrespectful to Jamie Angel, because he's our mentor and our daddy.
No matter how much he gives us, he's our dad, yeah.
Yes.
Wouldn't you love to be working on the set of Pirates of Caribbean at the moment? It was
about
5 or 6 weeks for Johnny to go back to the States. I'm hearing that he hasn't turned up at work at all since this dog drama happened. And we're talking 250, 300 staff all having to be paid for every day that he doesn't turn up. You would imagine that's leaving some execs pretty fired up.
Well, certainly is.
It's good to be an extra on it, wouldn't it? Just
sitting on your bum getting paid.
Getting a couple hundred bucks a day or something.
Yeah, at least.
Final one today, Dancing with the Stars. Daniel McPherson is out as the host. Rumours circling as to who could be the replacement. Joe Griggs, Luke Jacobs and Larry Emder are all names sort of being reported in the press. I'm actually hearing Andrew O'Keefe is a bit of a favourite among 7 execs, and we could see him at that hosting role.
It's a big role, isn't it?
Well, he's got the showbiz background of... Is Johnny O'Keefe his uncle or whatever?
Yes. Yeah. He's a good performer, there's no doubt about it.
Well, watch this space. Thank you very much, Supergrass. The Grill Team on Triple M at 8:27.